John, welcome to the show this week.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really good.
Excellent. What's happening? Early down under, isn't it? What time is it there?
It is 4 o'clock in the morning in Western Australia.
Wow.
And
wow.
I'm feeling good. You know, sometimes I do this thing where I know I've got to wake up at about 3 o'clock or 3:30 for the show. So I try to go to sleep early, and then you don't fall asleep. Do you ever have that thing where, you know you have to wake up really early?
Yeah.
So you try to fall asleep, and you don't fall asleep, and then it's all of a sudden it's 12 o'clock, and you think, well, I only have 3 hours, maybe I shouldn't sleep. And I had one of those situations last night, but I ended up getting a couple hours of sleep.
Well, you're here. Really, well, maybe you can go back to sleep after we're done.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm feeling good. So what's happening today?
What's happening? We're talking, your book, which is just like the greatest book ever. And it's become, I carry it around in my bag with me everywhere. So it is like my Bible now. Yeah, I carry it all the time with me.
Wow.
I think it's awesome. And I always feel like you are just there with me because after listening to you on the show every week, I feel you and hear you in all of your words in the book. So I feel like it's you talking to me personally. I know that sounds
weird.
Well,
we have a connection, so I am always there.
Yeah. Yes. So maybe it's weird. I don't know. But it really, it's great. So, what we're doing to catch everybody up to speed, the Gabriel Method, again, is a way to transform your body, talking about fat programs that we have, that we trigger. And I say switches because to me it gives me a visual, but you don't say switches, do you? Okay.
Yeah,
it just helps.
It's a switch too. You can look at it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's just like, oh, my switch is on and I need to turn that off. But the things that make us feel unsafe. So, we're talking today, we're on chapter 5 and we're talking about, your smart mode and, it's eliminating the non-physical causes of obesity using smart mode. So why don't you talk to us about what the smart mode is and how we can use the smart mode to become healthy?
Smart mode is an acronym, S-M-A-R-T, for Super Mental Alert Reeducation Training Mode. That's what smart mode is, and it's what what consciousness researchers refer to as the alpha and the theta state of consciousness. Now, when we're in our normal waking state of consciousness, which is called the beta state of consciousness, our brain waves are oscillating at a certain frequency, somewhere between 20 to 30 or more cycles per second. And they're kind of chaotic and all over the place. And we're talking about this and we're thinking about that. We're doing a million things and we're taking in a million different types of stimuli. And when your brainwaves start to slow down and you go into the alpha state, what happens is you become much, much, much more focused and your brainwaves, the size of your brainwaves increase and they all start to move together. And mathematically, your brain actually becomes more powerful. It becomes up to 100 times more powerful. That is, the amount of amplitudes that you're putting out, the amount of amps that you're putting out are 100 times more than when you're in the beta state. You become an incredibly much more powerful person. And in that state, you can make changes. And the types of changes we're talking about are changes that will make you feel safer and will make your body not feel like you need to hold on to weight in order to be safe.
Right.
So I use this mode when I do visualizations, and in the CD that I've created, which your listeners can download if they go to the Lisa J page on my website, it puts you into that alpha and that theta state, and then I prompt you to make certain visualizations about your ideal body and about being safe and feeling safe, and it enables you to make changes very, very quickly. And the analogy I always use is that if you want to make a change, like if you want to just explain to your body or feel or change a belief that you want to feel safe and that life is safe and that you don't need the weight anymore, you can say it through an affirmation over and over again, like, I feel safe, I feel safe, I feel safe. And every time you do that, it's a bit like walking, creating a path in the woods, or a path in tall grass, by walking on it. And every time you walk on a path, it gets more and more trodden, so that eventually, once you walked on the path long enough, the path becomes so established that you don't even want to go off of the path. And that's the way thinking patterns are, and thinking habits, and that's how you create a habit. Because our brains function very, very much like that. The more you think a thought, the quicker the brain connections come, and then eventually you've created a habit. But it takes time to change a habit through affirmations. It could take days, it could take years, if by doing it over and over again, it's like walking on the path each time you do it. But when you're in that much more powerful state, that theta and that alpha and that theta state, it's like taking a bulldozer and creating a path, and you can make a change instantly. And so you've changed a habit, a pattern, a belief that's causing you problems and activating your fat programs, and you've done it in one session.
I love it. It's so simple. Really, we make things so much harder than it needs to be, because the way you break things down, it's like, oh, okay, I can do that. And it doesn't seem overwhelming. It's not overly scientific, although you are, but you keep it simple for us. And it's cool. And it's kind of like I always say, I feel like we have a tape recorder in our brain, and it just keeps, because our brains are kind of dumb, and it keeps playing it over and over and over and over.
That's right.
And you need to hit the rewind button, and you have to go tape over it and get used to the tapes playing the right tape. And I love that you have power words. And this is what I love. Here are some examples of power words that I have that have worked for me. And you never hear authors or people or lecturers are saying, this has worked for me. And it's so simple that you just say that. I think that's really how you connect so well with people, is because you share your own experience, because you've lost over 220 pounds.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you before we talk about these power words that I was thinking. Did you know when you were losing the weight, did you know what was happening, or did the program and this Gabriel method evolve after you lost the weight, and then you looked back and reevaluated your life and went, okay, this is what happened?
From the moment I started losing weight, I knew this was going to happen.
Really?
I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I was going to lose all the weight. I knew that I had something very powerful to tell the world. And
yes.
I knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt. There was no question in my mind. No question.
But did you know the smart mode when you were losing weight? Like when you lost 20 pounds, at 20 pounds, did you say, oh, I get the causes of the obesity and the SMART mode. You know, did you get that?
No, I that was all a work in progress that evolved over the whole period that I was losing weight, and then after. There was a refining process after I lost the weight, because I was taking notes the whole time that I was losing weight, and eventually, once I lost the weight, I went back and I had a Word document of over a million words, went through it all and made sense of it all and refined it all, and then it's been a work in progress since of refining. But I knew the basic concept that your body has a weight that it wants to be, or an ideal weight, and the way to lose weight is to shift that ideal weight, or to get your body to want to be thinner, and that when people are overweight, it's because their bodies are mistakenly activating this fat switch and actually want to be fatter. I knew the concept, the shift that happened in me, and I knew that I was going to take that to the world from the second I started losing weight. There was no question in my mind. The rest of it was a work in progress. But I did, as far as the power words, that I did know right from the start. I did have a lot of experience with meditation, and I did study a different states of consciousness, the alpha and the theta state, and I did do a lot of work right from the beginning of using different words and different visualizations and different weight loss tapes and things like that to try to change patterns and thoughts. I remember, as a matter of fact, I used to listen every night. I used to listen, try to find different weight loss tapes and tapes that worked on different emotions. And there was this one tape that I listened to every night for a while that was just really about emotions and letting go of different emotional pains and things like that. And I remember there was this one part in the tape that I could just never, ever hear. My mind would just blank out every time I get to that one part. And I decided I was going to listen to it until I could hear that one part, because there was something in there that I needed to change, and my mind was resisting it every single time I listened to it. So I listened to it for a couple of months until I could actually hear that one part, and I knew that whatever had to change, changed. So that's an example when you're listening to a tape that puts you in the alpha state and makes positive suggestions. That's an example of using power words. But then I just refined it to myself that when I was in my meditation, because when you meditate, you go into that smart mode. And I've had a lot of experience with meditation, so I was able to get into that mode relatively easily. When you're in that, then I would just imagine every cell in my body, and this is how I was saying, I am safe, I feel safe, weight loss is easy, I forgive, I let go, or whatever the thing is that I need to work on that day.
I love that. Life is working, everything's good, all is good, I'm always taken care of, I am safe, thin is safe, life is safe, I feel safe. I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, John, we're going to talk about using the positive emotions to turn off the fat programs, which I love.
Sure.
The way your book is laid out. So definitely go over to GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ. John's giving you the download for free. The password is heart, H-E-A-R-T. That we're going to take a break. This will give you time to go over to GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ, or you could get to the link at NewSkyRadio.com. John Gabriel is my guest, and we're going to be right back.
Psychic Radio, 24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.
Coming out today, staying in, it's gonna find another way. Yeah, as I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, seen the sun from here. Doors I've been away, they'll all look at me. And they'll say, hey, look at him, I'll never live that way, and that's okay, it's just a red chain.
Reimagine. Look up to the sky. This is the Lisa J. Smith Show.
I'd like to make myself
248-545 Soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
We're talking about transformation, transformation of thy body. Very, very important. We're always talking about the mind and the spirit, but we really need to take care of our body. And who better to help us do that than John Gabriel, the author of GabrielMethod.com. Every Monday on All About Me Day, which is really all about you, John Gabriel is here at 4 o'clock, that's Eastern time, to connect with you and to help you understand. And my favorite thing, and I say this to you all the time, change your perception, change your life. And it's to have a deeper understanding, a different perception of why you're fat, why you're overweight, why you carry these pounds that you no longer need. And thank goodness for John, because with his book, The Gabriel Method, it really helps us to understand, I want to say our truths is what's coming to me. So, John, thank you for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
As my throat is clearing. Well, we're talking, there's so much, and I hate to breeze through this, but there's only so much. You would think with a 3-hour show, I would have enough time to do everything, but I just don't. I guess I need like a 6-hour show every day, but then I really wouldn't be able to talk. We're now moving to using positive emotions to turn off the fat programs that you talk about. And we were just talking about using visualizations, using, power words and positive words to change the programs in our brain. So then now we're talking about the positive emotions to turn off the fat programs. And I love that you have and you give us techniques for lightening our load, whether it's radiating love, radiating forgiveness. Let's talk about love. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first understand that the fat programs are on as a form of protection. And for 80% of us, people that have had a real long-time life battle with weight, those fat programs get turned on from emotional stress, emotional problems. When we have serious emotional problems or when we're undergoing any kind of traumatic experiences, our body doesn't understand that it's just emotional. It thinks it's a physical problem. Our body is always trying to protect us physically from mental and emotional stress, and that's where you run into all the problems. So your body is actually using weight, fat, to try to protect you from some mental or emotional stress. Now, you can try to solve the problem, which is fabulous if you can do that, but just as good from a weight loss perspective is if you could, even whatever the situations of your life, if you can feel happy, if you can feel safe, if you can feel positive, then that's good enough. Because then your body doesn't think that you're under some sort of danger, and it's not using the weight anymore as a form of protection. And again, just so people understand what it's trying to protect us from, when we're having emotional stress, sometimes the chemistry is very similar to a famine. The chemistry that's caused from the stress. So our body's actually using fat and is being tricked into thinking that we're in a famine simply because the chemistry of the mental and emotional stress is causing that. So if you can change mental and emotional stress, if you can feel safe, you've won the battle from a weight loss perspective, if that's what's causing turning on your fat programs. So I have some very simple techniques for simply feeling great. And one of them is to be in that smart mode that I talked about, and I talk about how to get into that, and then to simply radiate love throughout your body. And that is just, if you imagine love coming out of your heart like a spotlight and radiating to every cell of your body. Now, when you're feeling love, when you're in that state of feeling just joy, happiness, love, that's a very safe state. You know, when you're an infant and your mother's holding you, you feel loved, you're getting all that attention and cuddles and things like that, you feel safe. Love and safety are intertwined from your body's perspective. And that's one of the reasons why we crave love all the time, is because we feel safe. So simply by radiating love to the cells of your body, you're sending a signal to your body that you're safe. And so often throughout the day, we're not doing that. We're sending a signal to our body that we're not safe. We're rushing to get here, rushing to get there, late for this, worried about a mortgage payment, worried about a boss, worried about college tuition, worried about the climate, worried about the world, worried. And what we're doing is we're sending a message to our body that we're not safe. And our body's trying to protect us.
Exactly.
And one of the ways it does it is by turning on the fat programs, because it doesn't know how to protect us from mental and emotional stress, but it tries. It only has a few programs. So it activates the fat programs. We start to gain weight. Then we go on a diet, which makes the whole situation worse, because then our body was being tricked into thinking we're in a famine. Now we really are in a famine. And then the whole thing gets worse and worse, and it escalates. And then we have this horrible dynamic. And it's simply because we're sending a message to our body all the time, we are not safe. So if you can feel safe, mental and emotionally, you have won the battle. And it's as simple as radiating love to the cells of your body. Because when you're radiating love to the cells of your body is getting a very clear message, I'm safe.
And that's every cell in your body. And it's so when you do that, and when you're sending this or radiating this love, and you give the technique in your book, so you'll have to get the book to learn these simple techniques, which are very high vibration, very, very powerful, very simple. And after just a few minutes, I mean, you feel so connected, but you feel connected to yourself. And it really does. It erases all. I mean, when you're coming from just a state of pure, unconditional love, and you're starting within yourself and sending it to your cells, you can't help but feel safe because there's no room for anything else. And before you know it, you're like swimming or like basking. I love that you use the sun, that you're like basking and immersing yourself in this light and in this love for yourself. And it's so easy for us, John, to always love everybody else. And I love you and I love you and you're so great. But with your techniques, we're really forced to go in, not forced, and that's the wrong word, but we have the choice to go into ourselves and to really do the work. You also talk about radiating forgiveness. And this is a big one, because forgiveness is really, really hard for a lot of people. And it's easier to forgive other people than it is for us to forgive ourselves. And we judge ourselves. And I love this. I just wanted to just say this technique real fast, if you don't mind. That you say, sit alone quietly and say the word forgiveness. Say it slowly several times and imagine every cell of your body is saying the word in unison. After a while, certain people will come to mind that you need to forgive. As people arise in your awareness, say that you forgive them. Imagine that every cell of your body forgives them. Don't forget to include yourself.
So sometimes when we're holding on to weight, it's really because we're holding on to something else. We're holding on to some sort of pain. We're holding on to some sort of hurt. We can't let go. And
we feel unsafe.
By letting go of the hurt, by letting go of the pain, somehow it makes it much easier for our bodies to lose weight. And this, more than anything, this forgiveness technique is so simple. Besides having, I don't know how many hundreds of people tell me that by finally forgiving some sort of past hurt, they had this big cry, this big cathartic release, and the weight just melted off of them. I have also had so many people tell me that they've had lifetime chronic illnesses that couldn't be treated, that don't exist anymore, that simply went away. Skin problems, digestion problems, so many different problems, and they've been to so many different doctors and naturopaths, and simply by forgiving and letting go, they were able to heal themselves. And I always say that forgiveness is not about the other person, if it's another person that is the issue. It's not something you're giving to them, it's something you're giving to yourself.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take another break, but when we get back...
Maybe they deserve it, maybe they don't. It's irrelevant.
It's not about them.
It's not about the other person. But by forgiving, you are giving a gift to yourself. You are letting go of the pain, letting go of the hurt, letting go of the stress and the fear and all the negative chemistry that's causing your body, letting go of your fat programs, you're letting go of the weight, and letting go of lots of different illnesses that the stress is causing you. It's a gift you give yourself.
Absolutely. And by tapping in and into the love technique of feeling this unconditional love within your own cells, once you do that, then you automatically can move into a place of forgiveness of the situation, of you. It's not saying it's okay that you did whatever you did. It's not about saying, oh, no big deal, and walking up to somebody and saying, hey, it's not about that. You never have to say anything. It's about the feeling and feeling it and reprogramming yourself and yourselves. Yeah. When we come back, John, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, I want to talk about, because I think this is a really important chapter, whether you have weight to lose or not, radiating appreciation. Accept the negative, accepting your body the way it is. And I don't know. I mean, finding your passion is really, really important. So I want to wrap up with that when we come back. John Gabriel is my guest. Please go over to GabrielMethod.com and get this as a gift for somebody that you know who's been struggling. Even if you just want a different perspective on life, the Gabriel Method is an absolutely amazing way for you. Not only, of course, to help yourself, but to help others as well. This is Lisa J. Smith, and we will be right back.
The I'm Thankful Network, for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Leave. NewSkyRadio.com.
All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I see. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every power we never see. There is a deeper way than this, swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this, listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities, feel it sweeping over land. Over borders, over frontiers, nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this, rising in the world. No deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. All the bloodshed, all the anger, all the weapons, all the greed, all the armies, all the missiles, all the symbols of our fear, I see. Every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
On the air now is the Lisa J. Smith Show. Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, 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 it's Lisa J. Welcome to Lisa J. Now on CBS Radio The Sky. We have some very patient people who have been holding on, and I promise you, as soon as I wrap up here, I am going to get to you and give you your messages. So Jamie and Gal, the most patient rock stars in the whole world, don't go anywhere. Also wanted to let you know, coming up at the top of the hour, I'm going to be here to continue giving you messages from Spirit. So if you'd like to call in and start getting in line, the phone lines get very busy, give me a call at 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, and we'll wrap up the show with messages from Spirit. But wanted to stay in the moment right now with my guest, John Gabriel. John is the author of The Gabriel Method, and we're talking about using positive emotions to turn off these fat programs that we use, that the fat programs we initiate are there to trick us into thinking that we're safe when in fact we're not. So some things that we were just talking about, and in this chapter and in your book, you give some really great techniques, which is one of my favorite parts of your book, on being grateful and being forgive. If you want to forgive, you have to become forgiveness. And if you want to give love, you have to become that love. And your techniques really simply get us into a very simple state. And a lot of people hear the word meditation, John, and they hear, you know, all these words of, you know, visualizations, and they think it's so woo-woo and out there. And really, your techniques are so simple and easy for everybody to use, no matter where you're at within the day. So we talked about love, we talked about forgiveness, but I want to talk about radiating appreciation and accepting the negative, because I think that's very important.
Okay. Let me just start with appreciation. You know, there's a hierarchy of emotions that you feel in different situations. Now, if you were running away from a tiger, you wouldn't be feeling appreciation at that moment.
No.
You'd be feeling, let me get out of here, I'm not safe. If you were starving in a famine, you wouldn't be feeling appreciation in that moment. You would be feeling, I'm starving, I need food. So the only times you ever feel appreciation is really when you're safe. When you're not running away from a tiger, when you're not starving. In other words, from a physical perspective, from your body's programming, you have to look at where our body's genetic programming. Our bodies are genetically designed to protect us against different types of threats, like running away from a tiger, which would make your body thinner, or starving in a famine, which would make your body want to be fatter, even though you might lose weight. But your body will try to protect you from those different stresses. Now, when we have mental and emotional stress, again, they trick these programs, one or the other. But when you're feeling appreciation, you're sending a very powerful message to your body, and that is, I am safe. Because you do not ever feel appreciation when you are unsafe or afraid, because you're too busy dealing with the fear or the threat. So simply by radiating appreciation to your body, you're sending it a message that it's safe. And we never send that message to our body. We send a message all the time to our body that we're not safe by our own fears. And then we get all mad at our body because it's fat and we can't lose weight, and it's stubborn and it's trying to hurt us, or it's sabotaging us, or our body doesn't love us, or whatever these thoughts that we have. But in reality, our body's designed to protect us, and it's actually trying to protect you from your own fears. That's what your body's doing. It's protecting you from your own fears. It's a mistake. It's a misprogramming. It's a miscommunication between the mental and emotional world and the physical world, but your body is protecting you from your own fears, and it's your own fears that are causing the problem.
So by when you're coming from those fears, or you're in a challenging situation and you need to come from appreciation, you say to yourself, I am grateful for the grace of this moment.
Yeah.
Go on.
And simply radiating appreciation out to your body. Just imagining every cell of your body, just sitting quietly for a moment, imagining every cell of your body saying, I appreciate, I appreciate, I appreciate. You're radiating appreciation. And then in any situation when it's challenging, exactly that, just say, I'm grateful for the grace of this moment. It takes away the fear and the stress and the chemistry it activates these fat programs. That's all it's doing. It's helping communicate to your body, and this is the key. You know, and look, there's so many different weight loss programs out there, and they're all going to tell you, eat so many calories a day, eat fat, eat, don't eat fat, this is good, this is bad, and all these things are valid to a certain extent, but the real problem for 80% of us is just our own fears are activating our own fat programs. So when you're in a stressful situation, simply saying, I'm grateful for the grace of this moment, simply feeling appreciation will make the stress go away that's activating your fat programs.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. You are so right on. It is so good. And no matter where you are in your life, it's whether it's weight loss or another situation that you're going in through, these are all amazing techniques to be able to use.
The reason why they are very powerful is that even if you don't have a weight problem, the stress in your life is still causing some sort of problems.
Right.
You know, it's causing blood pressure or heart disease or whatever problems we're having, skin problems, nervousness, adrenal failure, whatever it is, it's caused by the stresses in our life. So simply learning how to manage stress by simple techniques. If you could just get into the habit every time you're feeling stress of saying, I'm grateful for the grace of this moment, you've totally transformed your health simply with nothing.
I know. It is. Isn't it amazing how simple it is, but we make it so confusing?
It's simple when you really understand what's going on. All that's happening is all of our fears are causing problems. They're causing chemistry in our body, and our body doesn't know what to do with that chemistry. It doesn't know what to do. When you're afraid of something, it doesn't know how to protect you from that fear, but our bodies are brilliantly designed to protect us and keep us safe from physical threats. But every time we have a mental or emotional threat, our body thinks it still has to protect us. And that is the problem that we all have with 90% of our life and in our health situations. It's simply our body trying to protect us from our fears.
Exactly.
And
by accepting
that, the solution's really simple.
Exactly. And before we go, I just want to tap into, and you have to get the book. You have to get the book if you want to do this visualization. But finding your passion, and you say, well, most people do lose touch with their joy and their passion. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we're doing. And you say you were so exhausted that all you wanted to do was sleep, let alone live passionately. But what does following your heart mean to you? What makes you passionate? What do you live for? If you've forgotten, you give us a great technique that you have to get the book to go through. And it's a simple technique, and it's easy. And just, you know, remembering who you are. And again, you have to get the book, I mean, to go through these techniques. Again, so simple, so easy. Such a great book. John's book, The Gabriel Method, is available at GabrielMethod.com. So, next week, John, we're going to talk about creating the body of your dreams.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. And I'm sorry that you have to get up so early to be here, but we really do all appreciate it. I can't tell you how many instant feedbacks and how many emails I get from so many people that just love your program, that are so into it, that have gotten your book and just feel so much better. So thank you for putting your work out there. Thank you for being with us so early in the morning, Australia time.
Thank you.
And thank you for finding your joy and your passion. I appreciate it. And it's great. And you bring a smile to many people's faces. So, John Gabriel, thank you so much. Again, John's website, GabrielMethod.com/LisaJ. Please go over there. He gives you a free password to start your positive thinking, to start your visualizations. Usually he sells this, but he's giving it to all the listeners of the show. The free password is HEART, H-E-A-R-T. What else is there? So, John, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll be on to the next chapter. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. Thank you. I'm back to giving you messages from Spirit. So if you'd like to call in, 248-545-7685, 248-545-SOUL. It's all about me day, which is really all about you. The rest of the show at 444, it's all about you. Jamie and Gail, you are the first rock stars up. This is Lisa J.
Month old baby.
your life
reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is the Lisa J. Smith Show.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
All right, I'm all yours to give you messages. Next to the other side, whether you want to know about love, career, relationships, or just what's going on, give me a call, 248-545-SOUL. This is Lisa J. Smith, and I am excited to spend the rest of the show all about me day, all about you, to spend it with just you. So definitely give me a call, 248-545-SOUL. I'm going to get right to Jamie from Arizona, who has been so patient throughout my interviews. And then we're going to get to Gail. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, Lisa. Happy birthday. Very happy birthday to your daughter. And happy birthing day to you, too. I think all moms should also get a special happy and pat on the back on the day our children are born as well. We kind of get forgotten, I think.
You are right on about that. And it's about 20 years ago right now, this time, that I gave birth to her. So she's now officially 20. And, yes, I will tell you, I said the same thing after I pushed her out.
Yes.
I agree. So thank you very much for the birthday wishes. And I did. I sent her a text and said, everyone's wishing you a happy birthday. And she said, tell everybody I said thank you. So, yes, my little baby is 20. And don't ask me where 20 years went because I have no idea.
I hear you. I hear you. I have four of my own, and I look back, and it's like, oh, my goodness, where is the time gone, you know?
Yeah, it's very weird. I feel like I'm having, like, a really, like, sometimes we were talking last night, so I feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure when I'm going to wake up, but this is just so weird because you were just, like, five, and now you're 20.
You
and
know,
I was, like, not much older than when I had you.
No, and you look back at pictures, and at times it seemed like it took so long. You look back, and it was just a scrape, you know, just a quick nothing in time. It just went so quick. But
I can't. It's just too sad. Like, I look back, and I get emotional, so I don't even want to look at her picture.
I was doing that a couple weeks ago, too. I did have my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, it's wiping the tears. So I can completely comprehend. So I hope you enjoy your day, and you get to speak to her a little bit more. And
We had the best weekend ever together. So we did. And her dad have the same birthday, which is weird. They're going out to dinner. And it's weird. I have to say it's the first year that we're not all together. And they're going to my favorite restaurant. And I'm like, you're going where? Well, that's my restaurant. Why are you guys going there? But, you know, it's just all so weird. But you know what I'm doing? I'm taking myself to see Lisa Williams.
Good for you. And I'll be sending you hugs, too, to help you get through that, because that's got to be hard.
Yeah, you know, it's good, though. It's good. And I'm learning to accept and let go. So it's actually a good thing that's happening because it is allowing me to move forward. So I'm happy about that. So what's going on with you, Jamie?
Well, I'm just recouping from a very impromptu and long, long, long overdue family getaway. We went down to Tombstone kind of last minute. And just had such incredible time with the whole family. It was so much fun. We got to play together, which we have not done, and I can't remember how long. It was just great. But we had so many incredible experiences. Even my husband last night, we were checking out the pictures, and, I mean, what I believe to be orbs, I mean, just wild, and pictures. I picked stuff up. But my question to you was, I mean, even I experienced body anomaly things, which I have to tell you really freaked me out, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to give that any energy, and then, you know, then it kind of dissipated. It was just wild. I've never experienced stuff like this before so much.
So explain for people that don't know what that is, explain what that is, what you were seeing.
The orbs, like, or the body anomaly?
Yes. So, like, you were seeing physical beings. Like the energy of physical
beings.
I
did, like a shadow at one time. Actually, on the way back, I like through the desert, saw something. I was like, that guy's running for the road. And he was gone when he got to the road. Tons of orbs in the picture. I don't know if you've ever seen stuff about Tombstone, but my daughter was looking at the hearse, and there was this hugest orb above her head. And then my husband walked over, and I'm just taking pictures. At the time, I didn't stuff, though I do need to go back and look because I did do some video stuff, so I just haven't had a chance to go through all of it. But then when my husband walked over, then in the very next picture that I took, the orb moved back over top of the hearse. And my husband, if you can connect with his energy, you would say, yeah, I'm out of here too. You know, kind of like I take no baloney from nobody. And, you know, just, and then just different places. It was the funnest thing. We even did the ghost tour, the whole, I'm like, okay, I'm taking the family ghost hunting. It was great. We had
Stuff like that freaks me out big time. And people are like, how can it freak you out? You're a paranormal investigator and you talk to dead people all day, every day. And I'm like, listen, I'm actually going to be on a TV show that my friends are doing called Para-X-Vision.
Oh.
And it's a new show that they're starting and it's called Alone. And they send you, and this is going to be great, and I'll let y'all know when we film it. But they send you alone into a very, very haunted place with just you and the cameras. And they give you a button in case you start freaking out. And they keep you in there for like 2 or 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And you watch and see kind of like what happened. And I am such a chicken and I freak out. Like I used to hate to babysit because I'd hear noises and go, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
So to send me into this show is, and then you're going to, you can watch it. It is going to be very, very funny. That's all I can tell you.
Oh,
I'm
you have
freak
to
out.
I didn't see stuff, but I did. There was certain spots. Yeah. In the Birdcage Theater where I got very nauseous, like around like certain areas where the doctor's equipment was, and then downstairs they had opened up an old an area which 20 years ago wasn't opened up, because where they were had the longest gambling poker game going on, and two spots in there I felt very nauseous. But reason why I called was we were all such our energy was just completely drained and zapped, and we don't even know if my oldest picked up a bug, but she had like a really high fever last night. How can I protect myself and my family, or what can I do to not inhibit? I still want to see stuff and experience stuff, but just kind of protect us next time, because we want to go back. But I'm telling you what, Lisa, after 3-4 days, we're just like zombies. We're just so,
it's
our energy.
It's like a battery in your battery. It's funny. I was with my friends who own Coventry Creations Candle Factory, and they own a place called Candlewick Shop. And my friend Patty Shaw was doing lectures yesterday, and she's talking about the aura. And so I sat in on her workshop, and it was really interesting. And we were talking about paranormal investigations and how important it is. And really, before you do any kind of this work, you really have to really take care of your body. You have to know that you're safe. You have to know that you're protected. You have to make a conscious thing to say, listen, like, you are not welcome into my energy field. You, when you start feeling woo-woo or sick or hot or whatever, and a lot of times you don't feel it in the moment. It's not until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But these energies suck your energy out, and whoop, and before you know it, you're left completely empty.
Yeah.
I had a psychic attack happen to me last week that I couldn't even do my show. One of the days was an encore because I was so psychically attacked that I went to see my friend Patty. I was like, I couldn't even stand up. Like I barely got through another show that I host for an hour. And I didn't see it coming. And even those who protect themselves, and we guard ourselves, and you ask for the white light, and you stand in your truth, and you drink a lot of water, and you nourish yourself, and you are consciously aware of what's going on, sometimes it still sneaks in the path of least resistance. So the next time before you go, I really think that, you know, I would love to talk to you before you go.
Okay.
But really just... really sit down before you even set the intent. You set the intention, you know you're going, start calling in the white light, start calling in your guide, start calling in the energies that are all around you and the highest and best. Call Archangel Michael, call a lot of, you know, the master level energies, whether you work with the Christ consciousness or you work with the Buddha or the Gandhi or Kuan Yin, or Saint Germain is great with his violent flame, and really work on protecting yourself and knowing that you're safe, just like John Gabriel was talking about, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're protected, and that it's the same thing if I walk up to you and I'm like tugging on your shirt constantly. I'm like, and what would you say to me? You know what? You need to get away, back off. But, you know, with paranormal investigations and doing this work, you know, we see it on TV and everybody wants to go out and have experiences and do all of this stuff. Well, you really need to prepare yourself, and you really need to get into the right state before you go and do this. And because we see it on TV and it's become like such like a big thing now, it's like a big trend. Everybody's
like
a paranormal investigator.
You know? Yeah.
And we have to be careful. We have to be careful because you will get sick. You will have physical symptoms of feeling sick. My daughter was channeling till 2 o'clock in the morning last night, high levels. high level energies, but I'll tell you, she didn't know, and she took off her shirt and it was soaking wet.
Wow.
So you have to be aware. You have to be sure of what it is that you're doing, and we can talk about it next time.
Okay.
But be grounded. Okay, Jamie, it was nice talking to you. I have to go to the spiritual news. Thank you so much for calling in, and yay for you. What a great time. Gail from Chesterfield, as soon as you we get done with the spiritual news, I'm going to come to you, and then we have Wendy. Call in 248-545-SOUL.